Our Lord deals here with teaching and learning. And all of us, even if we have the title of distinguished professor of such and such a science, we are all learners. That does not mean that we help each other to learn, and to that extent we can call each other teacher. We can even go so far as to say master, which implies a certain authority. Many places, even sometimes in the United States, we refer to magistrates. Comes from the same root, master. One who is a magistrate is one who teaches in practice. And if he does not know the truth, he has no business giving commands to anybody. Indeed, we go one step further. A magistrate is indeed a father. Father in a family, father in a state. All these things, as were, revolve around two points. Our Lord meant first that you know the truth. You cannot know the truth all by yourself, otherwise you are pretending to be God. That's all our Lord means when he says they have only one rabbi. Call no one your master except the Christ. He's not only true, he is the truth. He is the teacher. He does not need to learn because he knows all things. Each of us has to learn something. I dare say nobody, not even the proudest so-and-so, will get up and say, I know everything. Because everybody, even though they might risk their life, will burst out laughing. There is no fool like the fool who claims to know everything, because he has already confessed he knows nothing at all. He doesn't know what it means to know. So how can he know what it means to teach and to learn? He's simply stupid. Not ignorant, stupid. So we want to see that first point, someone who is a sinner is in the place of authority and exercises it correctly, do what he tells you to do. It's not my business to condemn anybody to hell. That's the business of our Lord. Judgment has been given to him. But do not follow the example of a bad teacher. And that leads, as it were, to the practical difficulty. If those who are helping our Lord to teach, and that is in any field of learning, not just theology, because while the Pope is not a teacher of science, Jesus is. That's what he means. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He knows all of these things. But he gives to different ones to be teachers of science, of psychology, of letters, literature, of theology. Not everybody is given the talents to teach everything. But the one condition for teaching well, for truly cooperating and not arriving at the point where we say, hey, it doesn't matter what God thinks, too bad for God if he doesn't agree with me, which is more or less the position of a great many people who claim to be teaching wisdom, that is, philosophy in the Western world. In matters of conscience, it is simply a fact that the vast majority of the teachers follow Immanuel Kant, that it is not God who forms our conscience, it's my conscience, I form it. And if I think it's all right to slit your throat, why, I'm doing it sincerely. Every dictator that has ever done that has done it very sincerely. In fact, very, very sincerely. Really, to be sure that your head comes off and you're no longer a threat to him. It's this pride that our Lord warns about. That if you have the top position, and certainly our Lord has the top position, you must be willing to be humble like him. That those who are in positions of authority must need to sacrifice. They must forget themselves. They must act from motives of generosity. Otherwise, they will betray their task. And brother will be divided from brother and sister from sister and all of the other things the Lord said. Learning the truth, which is indispensable for love, instead of being what God intended to be, becomes the occasion for division. To the point that everyone claims, I'm the teacher. To the point that, as it were, if an authentic teacher tries to teach, why, it seems discriminatory to the three-year-old who's just beginning kindergarten, why he can bring a bit of litigation in relation to the court and have the teacher pilloried for having discriminated against him. Unfortunately, we think that's a joke, but it happens. Not too often, thank God, but we can see what could happen if this sort of thing went out of control. And with that, we see how important it is to be holy. Whether we are fathers or teachers or mothers, whatever position we occupy, not to replace the Christ, but to assist him, we must begin just on the foundation of wisdom is humility. That was the mistake of the angels who fell, to want to call the shots, to be the ones who determined what is the difference between true and false, but still more importantly, between good and evil. This is the tyranny of relativism, of which our Holy Father spoke on at the time of the last conclave. It characterizes the thinking of practically the whole world at the present time. What's true is what is relative to what I like, what my opinions are. What is false is what goes against it. But worse than that, what is good is what I say is good. What is evil is anything that goes against my will. We may describe that as the quintessence of pride. When we are humble, we follow the example of our Lord, who humbles himself. Our Lord, not grudgingly, but generously and joyfully, the letter to the Hebrews said he set it before him as a joy to take up the cross. We consider it an honor and a privilege, as St. Peter says, is when we suffer innocently for the sake of Jesus, in union with him. These are the things that we must keep in mind. And if we do, and if we continue to teach by good example, what St. Francis meant by the sermon of good example. You don't say anything, but works speak louder than words. Good example, not giving scandal in the original sense of the term, not doing things that will induce others to be wicked, especially the little ones, introducing them at two or three, as you know, anytime they can open up the TV or the video or anything of this kind. This is far more powerful by way of influence, mothers and fathers, who give good example, teachers of the kindergarten, the lower grades especially, but also at a higher level in the colleges and universities, knowing how to set forth firmly, politely, but nonetheless effectively the truth for its own sake. Okay? By living that is a far more powerful example. Example that all of this, the construction of hypotheses, theories, somebody has a new theory on, Lord only knows well how to get to the moon, if you want to be a lunatic, that's what it means, somebody who wants to live on the moon, luna from the Latin word for moon, lunatic. Like the man who wants to eat green cheese, sitting out there, wherever it is, a bad example, which is the most powerful in the opposite direction. Theories don't move any people to do anything. Example does. The vast majority of people make up their minds about anything because they look to see what so-and-so, who is the most popular commentator at the end of the 6 o'clock news, what's he doing? How does he see it in terms of his works? And they go on and imitate. The Imitation of Christ is the title of a very famous work. Some people say has had more editions than any other book except the Bible itself. The idea is very simple. In the final analysis, even those who are bright imitate. Okay. We are not so bright that we don't need, as it were, support. And that is why we want to be so grateful to our Lord for the gift of his mother. There we have, as were the most wonderful example, both in using our intellects and in using our will, our affections for good, that we are on the straight and narrow path, and we rejoice in being on the straight and narrow path if we are close to our Lady. That very simply is the profound reason for insisting, and our Lord is one who also insists on praying the rosary and meditating on the mysteries of salvation from beginning from the Annunciation to the final consummation, the crowning of Our Lady, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. But we should strive to be a part of that great proclamation at the beginning, be a part of that crowning, in other words, to walk with her and to follow her example in all things, especially when it touches teaching and commanding. And then not only will we help others to be good, we will, by that very fact, guarantee our own salvation. Because who does charity of this kind, it covereth a multitude of sins. For this our Lord himself is most grateful, because we have helped him to bring to him those for whom he gave his life on the cross. Therefore rejoice always that you can say with Our Lady, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Behold the slave of Jesus, the slave of love." One time, and conclude with his point, Blessed John Paul II was asked in Poland, what's all this you're teaching about Marian slavery? And he replied, if you know what it means to love, you won't have any difficulty with being a slave of Mary in order to be truly the brother and the sister of Jesus. Praise be Jesus, Saint Mary.